First question is that how do you understand Yudhishthira's gambling, or what is the lesson to be learned from that? So actually the human mind has the capacity to interpret everything in a way that justifies its own ideas. That human mind has that capacity. Whatever evidence you provide, you know, the same evidence, for example, youth is temporary. So spiritualists will tell us youth is temporary, therefore don't waste it on temporary pleasure, seek the eternal. Materialists will tell us youth is temporary, enjoy before you lose it. So the same information can be seen in entirely different ways. Somebody can say that, oh, if a person who is supposed to be Dharmaraja Yudhishthira gambles, then why should I not gamble? I will also gamble. But the lesson of the Mahabharata is something entirely different. That gambling can get even a person like Dharmaraj into trouble. So what to speak of us? So it's when scripture wants to teach something, quite often it teaches through extreme examples. So through Yudhishthira's example, the very grievous consequences of gambling are demonstrated. And even in the Mahabharata itself, it is indicated that, you know, gambling is a vice which should be avoided. I quoted Vikarna saying that, you know, when people come under the spell of gambling, mania, then they just lose all sense. So the lesson there is that even a person who is dharmic, that person so dharmic as Dharmaraja Yudhishthira, even he can come under the spell of gambling and can act grievously. Therefore, it is best to stay away from this. We think I'll just gamble a little, but it will just be like a vortex that will suck us in. So it's best to avoid that. That's the primary lesson from Yudhishthira's gambling. From the transcendental perspective, this whole pastime is orchestrated by Krishna to demonstrate to us that ultimately we have no protector except him. So everybody, Yudhishthira, the other Pandavas, Bhishma, they all stay passive. And that, because they are orchestrated that way, they get so that ultimately, despite having so many protectors, Draupadi has no protector, and then she turns towards Krishna. So we need to make arrangements for material security, material protection. But there can be times in our life when all our arrangements, just none of them work. So at that time, we have to depend on Krishna. So that is also the principle that is demonstrated ultimately through Yudhishthira's gambling.